Oh, hello, Edward.
Is Dad out?
Yeah, coast's clear. Just planting out my sweet peas before church. Jill said she were doing hers today, reminded me.
Look, Mum, I'm sorry if you're upset about the solicitor.
I'm still not happy about it.
Yeah, I know, but we're not going to take it off Will anymore.
So you said. Well, you and me will just have to differ, I suppose.
Yeah. Anyway, do you know what time Will gets back with George today? He was deliberately vague in his text. He only said this afternoon.
Your dad's going to pick him up at the airport after his boot sale. If the flight's on time, they should be back here 2:30.
Well, Dad is bringing him straight to the caravan, isn't he?
Well, not straight away, no.
Why not?
Well, I'm going to see George as well, so does Joe.
And what about Emma?
Well, William said he'll take him to the caravan 6:00, as usual. Sunday is his day with him, remember?
I don't believe this. You've no idea what it's been like for her.
Calm down, love. Of course I have. I'm not stupid. But I think it best to settle William down with a cup of tea and then persuade him calmly to take George over to you both.
Then how long's that going to take?
Well, look, I didn't want to start an argument with him over the phone about it. I'm sure I can get him to agree once.
Also, he's been phoning you, has he?
Once or twice.
Oh, very cosy. That's more than he managed with Emma.
Edward, don't be
We're
like
this. We're going to be here 2:30 on the dot to take George home.
Mind out, Josh. Take that animal away from me.
Come on, Monty.
You shouldn't be in here while I'm cooking. They're nearly done.
Hello, how's it going?
Oh, at last.
Hi, Joshy.
Daddy, say hello to Monty.
Oh, something smells nice.
Don't raise your hopes, it's not lunch.
Oh.
Daddy?
Yeah, all right. Hello, Monty.
It's this evening's meal for your mum and dad. And they're bringing Shura and Daniel, by the way.
Oh, no Alistair?
No. Oh, Phil rang. He was thrilled with the duet stool.
Oh, good.
Pip's gone over to try it out with him.
Oh, great. Well, it's hard to buy a birthday present for the man who has everything.
Well, it meant a lot to him getting something from just the four of you.
Let me get to the sink, please, Josh. Come on, shunt, Monty.
Come on, Monty.
What's taking you this long?
Just moving some fences for Fresh Bite on Sam's instructions. You have remembered we're going to Oliver's this afternoon, haven't you?
Why do you think I'm preparing this now?
All right.
I don't know why he said we'd go.
Oh, come on. He's got the dairy inspector coming on Tuesday. I promised we'd take a look at his buildings and give him some advice on conversion.
Well, forgive me for saying, but I thought that was why the inspector was going. He'll know more than us anyway.
Well, it's a neighbourly thing, isn't it?
I wanted to relax this afternoon. Can't Phil go with you? It's right up his street, all that oldie-worldy farming.
Mum and Dad are going to Lower Loxley for tea. They're taking the kids, remember? And don't talk like that in front of Oliver.
I was only joking. Good luck to him for having a go. Who knows? He might make it work.
Yeah.
I could have done without it today, that's all. No! Ow!
Mum,
you're careful, Ruth.
Oh, for the last time, get that animal out of the way, Josh. I'll have this hot water all over him.
Come on, Monty.
Just keep him away from the stove, Joshy.
Keep him away from me. I've had enough. It either goes to live in the shed or goes for good.
No.
It's already too domesticated, trailing round after you all day.
If Monty goes, I'm going too.
Oh, don't be so daft.
I mean it. I'm going to live out in the shed with him.
Josh!
Oh, dear.
Go after him, David.
No. Let him cool down.
It's ridiculous. He treats it like one of the dogs.
Well, he has reared it from tiny.
Oh, don't you go soft on me. You should have left it out in the field in the first place.
Look, it wouldn't be the end of the world to let him sleep out there with it for a couple of nights. The weather's okay.
Oh, great.
Well, it'll be an adventure. And when the novelty's worn off, he'll soon want his bedroom back again.
William, love, you're looking so well.
I feel great.
Hand him over, then.
All right, wait a sec.
Well?
We've got something to show you first, haven't we, George? Hold on, let me put this bag down.
Oh, God.
He's stringing this out, isn't he?
It's not even your day with him.
Don't start. So what have you got to show us, then?
Come on, George. Down we go. Now. Come to Daddy. Come on.
Oh, he's walking. Look, Eddie's walking.
Oh, you clever boy.
Yeah, he did it first yesterday by the pool. I couldn't believe it.
I hope he didn't fall in.
No. Oops. Down he goes.
Oh.
Georgie, sweetheart, come to Mummy.
I do appreciate you giving up your Sunday afternoon.
No, it's fine. You don't mind, do we, Ruth?
No, not at all.
Two such experienced dairy farmers, it's a privilege. It'll give me that bit more confidence if I've had a dummy run.
I'm sure you know what you're doing.
Well, it's keeping up with all the rules, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I had expected Ed to be joining us. Well, he'll be doing most of the conversion work for me.
Oh, good for him.
Now, see, this is the building I want to convert to the milk storage area. It'll house the bulk tank. So, why don't you come inside?
All right.
Smells a bit damp, I know. I have to use your imagination.
Well, it's plenty big enough.
Yeah, I'd have said so. Plus, it's got water and power, as you can see.
Right.
They'll want you to shift that fuse box, I'm sure.
Really?
Everything's supposed to be washable. Ah. You've got to be able to disinfect everywhere.
Yeah, well, makes sense, I suppose.
What about this other door? Are you going to block it off?
You think they'll want me to?
Well, I'm sure they will. So they see that this is a food storage area. They won't want you using it for access to the shed next door.
Mm.
What's in there, by the way?
Oh, one or two bits of machinery, that's all.
Ah,
oh,
there you are, then. They want the door blocked off.
Right, well, I better get head onto it, I suppose.
Oh, I can't see you'll have a problem. It's far enough away from all your livestock areas, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Possible contamination and all that.
Yeah, of course, yes.
Ho-ho! The Grundys let this place go, didn't they?
Well, it's a lot to keep things up. And that far they have made a mess of most things.
Yeah. Well, I must say, I admire you, Oliver. It's a bold step you're planning.
Well, I've done my research. Mike's customers are behind us in the main, so I've got a ready market. And the more people realise the quality of what's on offer on the doorstep, the more customers we can attract.
Right.
24 hours direct from udder to teacup.
You should have that as your slogan.
Yes.
Do you mind me asking what the price will be?
48 pence a pint, same as they pay now.
Ah, that's good value for a quality product, especially when it's local.
Yeah, well, we think so.
And it's going to be viable for you at that price.
Should be.
Hmm.
So you're on, what, 17 or 18 pence a litre?
Mm-hmm.
With your retailer selling at 84 pence? Well, you do the sums.
Yeah, but it's all very well on this scale. It's not exactly milk for the masses, though, is it?
Luckily, Rosie had a camera phone handy, so we've got his first steps on record.
You better take him now, Emma.
Come on, darling.
Why is all his stuff in the car?
Thanks for letting me hold him.
He looks so pleased with himself the first time.
Yeah, well, it's a big step.
Yeah, it's like he'd surprised himself.
I hope you kept him out of the sun.
Of course.
His forehead looks a bit red.
Well, William, I should say goodbye to him now, and you can come inside and tell me all Rosie's news.
Okay.
Lovely.
Come on then, darling. Let's get you home.
Yeah, at last.
Oh, by the way, Tuesday's my afternoon off this week. I'll pick him up as usual.
No, I want him all week.
What?
Emma!
That's only fair, Mum.
No way.
William.
That's not the deal. What about his routine?
Oh, you're the one who wrecked that by napping him off to Tenerife.
That don't count. It was a holiday.
I need time to rebond with him.
Rebond? How pathetic is that? I'm picking him up Tuesday.
Didn't you hear what she said?
You've had a good long go with him, Will.
So are you going to manage with work, eh?
I'm going to have him some other time.
Huh. So much for rebonding, then. It's just an excuse to keep him from
me. Don't be so selfish. She's been in bits.
Sure.
No, he needs to hear this.
I'm in bits every time I have to hand him back. But I don't whinge on about it.
Well, that's a joke.
And you one day you go back on the plan. You were there, Mum. You know what she agreed to.
Yeah, Emma.
No, you can't talk her out of it, Mum. She's made up her mind. Come on, we're going.
Oh, dear.
Well, if you won't let me have him this week, I'm not letting you take him now.
What?
Oh, he's bluffing.
Am I? I'm keeping him till six. Come on, George. Back to Daddy.
William, now, get your hands off him!
Leave him alone, go!
What are you doing?
Just stop it, all of you! I can't stand no more of this.
Oh, there, George.
Mum, I just want to...
I know what you want. I know what you all want. But what does he want, eh?
Mum!
You shut up, Edward. Look, this handover was going to be strange enough for Georgie, and you've turned it into a nightmare for him. All of you. I can't believe it. I am ashamed of you.
And this is where they'll be loose housed on straw.
Like ours. How many are you thinking of having, Oliver?
Oh, I don't know, a dozen or so to start with. Building up to about 30.
Well, they'll have loads of room in here.
Exactly, and that should keep them healthy. We're hoping to keep them out on pasture as long as we can.
Great.
I mean, the aim is mostly grass and forage fed.
Yeah, like our Herefords.
Oh, sorry. It's like teaching my grandmother to suck eggs, this.
Not at all.
Well, you've got the Grundy's old parlour for milking them in. Although, I guess that'll need bringing up to date.
Ah, no. I'm thinking of a portable bale.
Really? Are they still legal?
Oh, absolutely. Might even milk them in the field. Or I should say, Ed can.
Yeah, but rather him than me.
You don't see many of them around anymore.
No, I know. I'm hoping to pick up one cheap. They're still allowed, you know, under the milk hygiene laws.
Yeah, sure. So, Ed'll be out there come rain or shine?
Yep, that's the plan.
Cumbersome to move around. Is that what you're thinking of doing?
Maybe. Well, at the moment, it's just a low-cost milking option.
Right.
He'll be parked in the yard for the time being. Oh, sorry.
Well, you've got to hand it to him.
Yeah.
Ed!
Oliver, how are you?
Where are you?
No, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to make it.
Oh, well, not to worry.
Yeah, it's George. He's back from holiday and he's a bit unsettled.
Yeah, I can hear.
Yeah.
Well, never mind. We'll catch up soon, eh?
Right, yeah. I'll see you, Oliver.
See ya.
Oh, he's been really distant with me, Ed.
Well, he's bound to be confused.
No, he's paying me back for abandoning him.
No.
Look at him. He's really restless.
Oh, he's just tired.
No, something's not right.
Oh, come on. Don't worry.
I can't believe I missed him walking. It's such a big milestone. I should have been there.
Yeah, well, maybe he just had more space to try it out in the villa. It's so cramped in here.
Well, is that supposed to make me feel better?
No, sorry.
And Will just loved rubbing it in.
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't wait to tell me.
Look, it doesn't matter. We've got him all week. We're back to normal soon.
No, it won't. I'm losing him. I'm losing him to Will.
Morning, Shula.
Oh, hi, Lillian.
It's a lovely day for my ride.
Yes, Silver's tacked up and ready to go.
Is this yours?
Yes.
Very smart. Brand new.
I need it for the business.
Yeah, of course.
And it's tax deductible.
I should hope so.
It's not just a luxury.
Shula, you don't have to justify your car to
me. Excuse me. Alistair! Alistair!
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Everything okay?
Yes.
Only Alistair's face when he drove off.
Oh, it's fine.
It's not the first time I've walked into an atmosphere between you two. You know, there's no shame in admitting when things aren't hunky-dory. God knows, I've had enough bust-ups in my
life. I'm sorry, Lillian, but I've got things to do. Joanne will look after you.
Oh, big mouth.
That's better, isn't it?
John, they've got mould on them, these statues.
Yeah, well, it sheds down. Yeah. You reckon she's put on weight?
Nah, she's as big as she ever was.
That's funny, because she's on a high-fibre diet. Hey, pass that bucket over, will you?
Oh, here.
Hello, girl. Here's Clary Scraps. there, you like that, yeah.
I'll have to fetch some bleach to them statues and hose them down.
Well, I need to hose Barbarella down and all if we're out in the field at the public again come May Day.
No, it'll be the day after, Nick.
Oh, that's good. Don't want to miss the vicar dangling from a rope, eh?
Absailing. Nah, it's the pig roast at the bull, I fancy.
Oh, don't use that word in front of her.
But the sooner I make some more sales, the better. I had a lousy time yesterday morning. I sold 2 Venus de Milo's and a squinting squirrel.
Oh, very much.
Well, people used to buy the animals specially. Well, for the kiddies in there.
Not only the kiddies.
I mean, the Easter holidays should be peak time for sales. I've hardly shifted a thing.
Well, most folk have already bought one off of you. Manorfield Close is more like the Manorfield Menagerie. Every garden's got one.
They look better in groups of 2 or 3.
Well, tiny them friends. Hey, mind you, Mr. Pudding's got the full set.
Yeah, well, he's been a good customer.
Well, he don't know what he's doing half the time. Even the Thwaites has got a pair of them, fruity pigs.
I ain't seen them, eh?
Oh, no, they're tucked round the side path, discreetly.
How do you know?
Sabrina Thwaites gives me a cup of tea sometimes in exchange for advice.
What on?
Oh, isn't it?
I thought she'd run off with Marcus Hendricks after the life swap.
Well, she did, but she's back now.
Why?
He was too possessive.
You're quite the agony uncle, ain't you?
Well, I reckon your best ornament ever was that Santa with his trousers and half-mast.
Yeah, well, now you're talking to me. Me mooning Santa.
the glory day.
Ah, that and everything, eh? Seasonal appeal, cheekiness.
Here. How about I put out a summer version?
Huh?
A gnome with a builder's bum.
Oh, I don't know. You can't go on repeating things, you know. You need a completely fresh idea.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, well, it's own unique selling point, eh? Yeah, you saturated the local market, you see.
Oh, yeah, right. But what?
Oh, somewhat novel, I don't know. But not bum cracks, that's for sure. They're too last year.
Are you staying for a coffee, Tom?
No time, I'm afraid.
I hardly ever see you these days, dear.
Oh, he's busy with his mobile catering enterprise.
Brenda and I are off to see Lord Hayward Jones this morning. Got to go and hose down the van and trailer, show them off at their best.
Oh, Perry used to play golf with me and Jack.
Oh, he's a president of the Borsetshire Show.
Yes, I know.
They wouldn't give us a pitch, and we don't think that's right.
Really?
Well, it's the most prominent local show, and Tom's gourmet grills are exactly the sort of project it should be promoting.
Yes.
Cut, Mum.
Oh, here. Thank you. Well, I'm sure Perry will give you a fair hearing. He's only a figurehead, mind. He doesn't get involved in the nuts and bolts of running the show.
Yeah, I know, but, well, it's worth a shot.
Of course. I'd love to hear how you get on with him.
I'll drop in at the lodge later and tell you.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
OK. Right, well, wish me luck then.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
What you were saying before, dear,
mm-hmm.
That wouldn't affect Tom's enterprise here.
Oh, no. Only the arable.
Oh, good. He's doing so well.
Look, don't say anything, Mum, because Debbie's plans are still at the idea stage.
No, I won't.
And it's really unsettled, Adam.
Well, he's got a mortgage now. He wants to feel secure.
Oh, of course. And it does seem jolly risky to me to rely on contractors when we could be doing the work ourselves.
Hmm.
Oh, I just hope Brian doesn't rush into anything. You know how Debbie inspires him.
Yes.
And you will keep rubbing Adam's nose in it, going on about her marvellous blue sky thinking.
Well, as long as he doesn't do anything to jeopardise the children's future on the farm.
No, he's got a thing now about getting shot of our machinery while there's still a market for it.
Why would it dry up?
Well, because Debbie thinks everyone will have the same idea and there'll be a glut of combines and cultivator drills that no one can sell.
But they're the farm assets.
Depreciating ones, though. And she thinks we could free up 300,000 to invest elsewhere, in property, maybe.
Oh, has Lillian gone past the window?
Oh, not a word to her, Mum. If this got to Matt, Brian would kill me.
Mmm, I smell coffee.
Oh, well, I'll pour you one.
Hello, Mum.
Been for a ride?
Yeah, right round Hayden Wood. It was glorious. Oh.
Lillian, here you are.
Oh, thanks. Now, I've come to invite you both to lunch at the Bull. My treat.
Ooh, sounds nice. Need to sort something out here for the workers, though.
Oh, it's a lovely idea, but Christine's sitting with Jack. I really need to get back.
Oh, OK. Well, another time, Mum.
Are we checking up on Sid and Jolene?
Well, I've got to show an interest. The pub's my baby now.
And the hotel will be Caroline's baby from tomorrow.
Oh, gosh. How does Jack feel?
Oh, he's fine.
End of an era, eh?
It was the right time to let it go.
Yes.
Oh, are you both planning to go to Darrington for the opening of Fallon's show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When is it again?
Sunday. Only a little bird tells me ticket sales are very slow.
Oh.
It'd be awful if the hall was deserted. She's put so much work into the music and all the research she's done.
Mm. Well, I'll buy a big bunch for the whole family.
Good.
And I certainly intend to be there. In fact, I'll drag Mandy B and Mercedes along for starters.
Good. And spread the word, please.
Yes. I can't wait to see it. All my teenage memories brought to life.
Mm-hmm. Well, not all of them, I hope, Jenny.
Blimey, all thirsty today. I couldn't even wait till I got home from the ball yesterday. Emma and Edward whisked him back to the caravan before I had a chance to see him after his holiday.
Yeah, that's typical.
Well, I thought William was having him the whole afternoon, which is why I didn't hurry back.
He should have, boy Royce. Sunday's his day with George. Still, he had a nice time with him. It's all that matters. He deserved a break.
I'm his great-granddad. Lord knows how many years I've got left on this earth. How's he going to remember me?
Steady, young dad. Look, Clary said she'd have a word, didn't she? She knows you was upset.
Hello, you two. Do you mind if we join you?
Oh, no. You carry on.
Vivian, there's a space at Robert's table. Computer small talk. These two are much livelier company.
Afternoon, Jennifer.
Eddie. Ooh, the weather's brought everybody out. Julian can hardly clear the tables quickly enough, can she?
It's too nice a day to stay inside.
Yeah.
Oh, give us a light, Joe.
Yeah, right, sure.
I soon won't be able to light up on my own pub.
Yeah.
Well, you've got over a year to get used to the idea.
Yeah, and you might have given up by then.
Yeah, pigs might fly. Yeah. See, nobody's bought Nightingale Farm yet, missus.
Give us a chance, Joe. The for sale sign's only been up 2 weeks.
The agents don't take them down even when a house is sold.
Probably be bought up by some incomer with more money than sense.
Oh, bring it on, darling.
Any interest, eh?
A couple of viewings.
Wow.
That was loud.
Well, it's a long time since I heard a wolf whistle.
Well, I'm glad to see I can still turn head.
It wasn't for you, Lillian.
Yes, it was.
In your dreams.
Joe.
It was for Jolene.
Never.
Yes, it was. I saw quite clearly from where I'm sitting.
Yes, she was leaning over that far table showing off her assets.
Do you believe you're jealous?
No, not at all. Her nip and tuck must be more effective than mine at a distance. I doubt she'd have got one close up.
Oh, meow.
Well, it's years since I had a wolf whistle. Still, you're invisible as a woman after 50.
Rubbish. You has to earn them. Jolene makes the best of herself.
Yeah, well, I could keep a small country afloat with the amount I spend maintaining all this.
Here, Dad. That's given me an idea.
What?
Nothing I'll tell you later.
Oh, please, sir.
You know, you should be careful who you insult, Joe. Remember, I own half this place now.
More than half.
Ooh. The killer 51%. Could have you barred.
Well, you'd lose your fortune. Hardly.
Still, we're glad it was you bought into it, Lillian, and not some anonymous chain, ain't we, Dad?
Yeah, of course.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
At least you care about the history of the place, and you've got a feeling for its traditions.
I'm really looking forward to the May Day celebrations.
Yeah, we were saying that earlier.
Now, I know Sid and Jolene will show the place off at its best.
Well, yes, they're always so well organised.
Right, I don't know what my role is. Feel a bit left out.
Yeah, it's a shame the children don't do maypole dancing on the green anymore.
Well, that's because Alf set light to it. Went up like a giant seagull.
Do you remember dancing round it, Lillian?
Vaguely.
We should get Mike to make a new one for the village.
Hey, he wants a big garland at the top of it.
Yes.
Oh, very pagan, isn't it?
Well, nothing wrong with that. It's a country tradition. May time's the season of fertility in Mother Nature. She's got everything on show. Oh, I remember the year you was crowned May Queen, Jennifer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, very bonny you look.
Thank you, Joe.
Sad when these traditions withers away.
Well, you know, they needn't.
He's got a fantastic house ground.
I know. Tudor, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, he was really interested in the background to the business, going right back to John.
Good. And you know it's genuine with Perry.
Yeah, I could tell. And Brenda certainly charmed him all right. It was her idea to go to the top man.
I suppose she used that sort of initiative when she was a journalist.
Too right. She's just so... Well, she brings out the best in me.
I can see. So, what did he say?
Well, he was surprised we couldn't get a pitch at the show, and so he's going to look into it for us.
Good.
It's all coming together. I've got 2 new restaurant deals for the venison sausages.
2?
As well as Ian's interest. Can't wait to present Brian with the new product next week.
I remember how desolate you were after the supermarket deal collapsed. And look at you now.
Yeah, well, that's all behind me.
You always bounce back.
I'm not Brian's poor little nephew anymore, the one who needed bailing out. I'm moving out of his shadow at last.
Here we go, last mouthful. Good boy.
Oh, he's got a grundy appetite, all right, isn't he?
Well, pass me the cloth.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know why I was worried. He's fine with me now.
Of course he is. You're his mum.
It took him till last night to let me back in, though, didn't it, Georgie?
Not going to change your mind, though, about this afternoon.
No. We've promised Joe we can see him. Will can get stuffed.
That's lucky Brenda can cover for you.
Oh, she can work Thursday afternoon and all.
Great. Did you explain?
No. It's no one else's business if we'll get to see him or not.
Well, you covered for her yesterday, so that's only fair, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Didn't want to leave you with George so soon after his holiday, but well, I couldn't very well say no.
He was a bit grisly at first, but he got over it. He's well restless, mind.
This place feels like a matchbox now he's toddling.
So, did Brenda say how they got on with that Lord What's-His-Name?
Perry.
Oh, what? As in Kevin and Perry?
Yeah, she showed him some leg and he was putting her hands.
Dirty little so-and-so.
Oh, he sounds all right. He'll try and help him get a pitch at the show.
She's getting like Tom, a right little entrepreneur.
Oh, no. She was going on about his venison sausage. Made it sound like the Holy Grail. Oh, you'd better get back to Oliver's, love.
No, I'm not going.
Ed, are we expecting you?
No, we won't.
What about the dairy inspector?
He's agreed to come and tell me later how things have gone. I'm not leaving you and George.
We don't mind being on our own with Joe.
But I can't risk Will showing up.
But he won't think to go to the field, Ed. He'll try Mum and Dad's or Keeper's.
But I don't trust him, Em. Please.
All right.
I'll park the car behind the container. We'd best stop in the shed while we're there.
Lewis Speed Merchant.
Oh, that was close. Is he all right, Joe?
Oh, yeah. He's used to traffic. Oh. Here. You look so dulled up.
Oh, I hope it's not too much.
What's the occasion, then?
A staff party at Grey Gables. A sort of PR thing, really. Caroline officially takes over to Daisy.
Oh. To them that has.
I don't often get to wear this suit, and when I went to look for the tights that go with it, they're in a terrible state. Thank goodness for the shop, eh?
Well, I hope you have a very nice time.
Oh, thanks.
Here, look, I've bought these milk biscuits for George.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you knows all about kiddies. You think they're all right? Young Amy wasn't sure.
Oh, well, they look plain enough. Just don't give him too many.
I got company up at the field, see?
Ah.
Emma's bringing him to see me.
Aw, lovely.
I can't wait. She might even let me in part with you, take him round the lanes.
Yeah, maybe.
Hold on.
Hayley.
Oh, Caroline, hello. I'm looking forward to the reception.
Oh, you are coming then.
Excuse me, the suit.
Oh, yes. Very nice. Only I know some partners can't make it. Adam, for one.
Oh, Elizabeth's giving me time off.
Oh, good. Has to be the afternoon. That's the quietest time at the hotel.
Yeah, of course it is.
Well, I better get back there.
Just in case I don't get the chance to say it at the party, I am so pleased it's all gone through.
Oh, you and me both, Hayley.
I mean, the relief that it's you and not someone Roy doesn't know. Is there enough change to deal with at home?
I know.
You didn't need it at work as well.
You could try putting him down, love.
No, it's all right.
It's not safe, Grandad. All these tools and statues about.
Oh, why can't we take him out in the fresh air to say hello to Barbara?
It's best if we stay inside.
Well, suit yourself. Only I thought that's why you wanted to come up here.
It's all right, George. I know you want to explore.
Eh?
Ed.
Hello?
Oh, it's Oliver. Come in.
I thought I'd find you outside.
Oh, I said the shed.
I know, but it's such a lovely afternoon.
Yeah, that's just what I said.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Anyway, I promised I'd let you know what the inspector said.
Yeah. Well, don't keep us in suspense.
Well, he did the tour and basically he's given us the green light.
Yeah?
Oh, right.
Oh, Oliver, that's fantastic.
Hey, look, the baby knows it's good news and all.
Oh, George.
And he doesn't foresee any problems with the conversions.
Well, them buildings are shown.
Yep, they are, Joe.
And what about the mobile bay?
Yeah, he's pretty happy with that, I
guess. Cool.
Only thing is, if we're using it out in the field, it's got to be moved to fresh grass every day.
Yeah, but you knew that, didn't you, Ed?
Yeah, of course.
And we'll need a mobile tank to transport the milk to the bulk tank in the yard. But we can sort all that.
Of course we can, no bother.
So you're going ahead then?
We certainly are. Come on, partner, let's shake on it.
I'll put my lippy on when we're there.
Why not now?
I want it to look in nice and fresh. This new one doesn't moisturise very well.
Oh.
But it goes better with my scarf than the pink.
Look, just get in the car, eh, love?
Mm. Roy! Hayley!
Oh, it's Will.
Hold on.
Hi, mate.
Will, you all right?
Yeah.
Look, you haven't seen Emma. Only it's my afternoon with George and they're not in the caravan.
No, sorry.
I haven't seen him either. No, wait, Joe said he was expecting them at the field this afternoon, I think.
What, my dad's field?
I guess so.
Thanks, Ailey. I owe you one.
Oh, it'll be just like the old days. A dairy herd back at Grange Farm, and my grandson in charge.
Grandad.
Yeah, I told you I was serious, Joe.
Full cream Channel Island milk and all.
Ooh, sounds fattening to me.
Rubbish. The top of the milk was the best bit.
Well, it's certainly the most nutritious.
Everything comes back round, doesn't it?
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, I can remember my dad telling me how in the 1920s when I was a nipper.
Here we go.
Yeah, ignore him, Joe. Go on, what was that?
Well, new dairy farms were set up round the edges of the towns. Big expansion in dairy and that one.
Ah, fascinating.
So you'll be out milking in all weathers, then?
No, I don't mind. Keep the cows healthy and me in a job.
Well, remind him he said that, eh, Emma? When there's a hard frost or a Siberian wind.
Yeah. It'll be the making of him.
Yeah, I'll be relying on you, Ed.
My Eddie reckons the whole enterprise is going to be a big flop, mine.
Granddad?
No, it's all right, Ed. Of course it's a risk. Everything is.
But me and Clary have been keeping our fingers crossed. We reckon it's a good plan.
Well, with that seal of approval, I best take myself off.
Thanks for coming over.
No, not at all. Got to smart myself up for Caroline's party.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to go in them overalls looking like the Hard Hand.
I just couldn't wait to tell someone, that's all.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So this is where you're hiding.
Oh, William, lad. Hey, look, George. Here's Daddy.
Hello, Grandad.
Give George to me, Emma.
No, it's all right.
Thought you could cheat me out of my afternoon with him, did you?
I'm going to try and take him.
Look, I don't want George upset like on Sunday, Will.
We told you you're not having him, and we meant it.
You're going to stop me, then?
Oh, dear.
You've got no right to keep him from me.
You had your turn last week. Now, please, go away.
No, it's all right, Grandad. But you heard her.
I'm not going without him.
Fine, we'll go, then. Just leave us alone. Come on, Em.
Right.
No.
Get out of my way.
It's my afternoon. I want him.
Well, Will, please, come on now, please.
Oh, I can guess whose side you're on.
Oh, you're showing yourself up, Will.
What's the matter? Worried your precious boss will see you for what you really are.
Let's just calm down,
shall we? Back off!
Ed! Oh, what's the use? You've got it all worked out between you.
It's not like that. Now, please, you don't want to upset the baby, do you?
It's none of your business. I'm warning you, Emma. If this carries on, I'm going to the law.
Oh, no. Now, it's all right, Joe.
Yeah, well, so am I.
You can't afford a lawyer.
I can. And get legal aid, I found out.
Oh, what, law on a shoestring? He'll be rubbish.
You're not going to bully me anymore.
No, well, you're divorced now. You've got nothing to do with us anymore.
That's a terrible thing to say. He's George's dad.
Thanks, Grandad. I'm glad someone still remembers.
Oh, this is getting real. I think it's best you leave. I know it doesn't seem fair.
Fair? Since when has she ever been fair?
Oh, Will.
I don't rise to it.
Oh, I'm going. I feel sick being in the same room as her now.
Yeah, good riddance.
You go to hell, Ed. I'm having him on Thursday, though. Don't think I'm giving up.
Ready for some more of this, Caroline?
Oh, why not?
Oh, lovely. I might as well let my hair down before the full weight of my responsibilities dawn on me.
Well, you've been running this place for years.
Oh, feels very different, though, owning it.
Buck stops here, eh?
Exactly.
Right, I'll do the rounds with the rest of the bottle.
Oh, you're not on duty now, Roy. Relax. It's a party.
It's just Mr. and Mrs. Woolley.
Oh, before you go, I want to make you an offer. One I hope you won't be able to refuse.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm curious now.
Well, once Trudy has worked out her notice, how would you feel about becoming my deputy?
Are you serious? This isn't the champagne talking.
No. It'll mean a rise in salary. If you need time to think about it.
Time? Are you kidding? Of course I will.
Oh, good. I'm so pleased. There's no one I'd rather have than you, Roy. We'll be a good team.
Yeah. Oh, permission to kiss the new owner?
Granted.
Oh, thanks, Caroline. I shan't let you down.
Oh, I know.
Now, what's all this?
Sorry, Oliver. Here, take this bottle. Got to go and find Hayley.
Darling, why so late?
Well, sorry, I was so excited about the dairy inspector, I decided to ring Bill Honiton straight away. I've ordered a dozen in-calf Guernseys from him.
Oh, good. Yeah. I was so thrilled when I got your message. Have you told Ed?
Yes, I gave him a ring, you know.
Oh, come here, Roy Tucker. Deputy manager! How good does that sound?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Well, you should. She wasn't going to find anyone better.
Oh, I can't wait to tell Dad and Phoebes.
Yeah, you know what this means? Now we're better off. We can start looking for our own home again.
Yeah. Yeah, in time.
Well, here's to the dairy inspector, whom I gladly have kissed.
Here's to you, whom I can kiss.
No. Well, that's one each now. You've got a hotel.
And you'll have a dairy herd. To us.
Oh, cheers, darling. Mm. Best things are worth waiting for.
Oh, they certainly are.
I can't wait to tell Mike. About time he had some good news.
Yes. It's good of you to have done all this for him.
Well, not just for him. Fred and me too.
I had a word with Jack. I told him how much this all means to me.
Good.
He was a little confused.
Oh, poor chap.
There were some moments along the road when I nearly gave up hope.
Oh, Caroline, you do talk rubbish. It was your destiny to end this place. From the moment you walked through the door.
So he's not there? Oh. Well, sorry if I disturbed you. There must be a mistake in the diary. Bye.
Oh. Shula?
Oh, Lillian, hi. Come in.
Silver and I are getting on so well. I want to book him again, please.
Hmm?
Well, Saturday afternoon, if possible. I know it's a popular time.
Are you okay, darling? Oh, no, no, it's Daniel. The school secretary rang. He's got a tummy ache.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he needs picking up. I can't get hold of Alistair.
What about your mum and dad?
They're in Felpersham all day, and I've got a lesson in 20 minutes.
Well, I could go.
Oh.
No?
Well, it's kind, but I think he'd prefer me or Alistair.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He's a bit vulnerable at the moment.
Well, I tell you what, you go and I'll hold the fort here.
Are you sure?
Yes, yes, it's only Loxley Barrett. Go on.
Oh, chubby checker.
Yeah, just timing it again, lining up my music cues.
Oh, that takes me back.
Yeah, that's the idea of the show, Mum, to take people back.
Of course, there are at least two ways of doing the twist. Nikki were an expert.
Eh?
Yeah, your auntie Nikki, she taught me how. Mm. The first were to stick one leg forward and act like you were stubbing out a ciggy with your foot and your pelvis sort of falling on like this.
Yeah, I have done my research, you know.
And the second, you tuck both feet underneath you, knees together, and then you go all the way down like a corkscrew.
It's steady, Mum.
Mind you, I'm not as slick as I used to be. Maybe I should stick to sitting in the audience, eh?
Yeah, well, you might be the only one there.
Oh, rubbish.
No, I spoke to Sarah yesterday.
Yeah?
And she'd hardly sold any.
Oh, no.
Well, there's only 5 days to go. It's going to be a disaster.
Oh, love.
Well, what's the point? We've all put such a lot into it.
Yeah, I know, but I'll try not to worry. I've done loads of gigs where we thought the audience would be a no-show, but folk always turned up on the night. Be the same on Sunday, you'll see.
Will it?
Yeah. There's been enough publicity after all.
Pint, please, Sid.
Anything to put a smile on your face. Heard the one about the Tomcat who diverted the plane? Said to the pilot, take me to the Canaries.
Ah.
I've told you that before.
Often.
Yeah. Now, Trevor Atkins is a bit of a Tomcat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Sniffing around my missus, slimeball. Barry Winters in the Canaries.
Oh, well, nice work if you can get it.
There you go. Cheers. Oh, yes. We had a lucky escape there. Lord knows what it had done to this place. At least we know, Lillian, she'll leave us alone to do things our way.
Must be nice to have that kind of money to burn.
Yeah. We'd own all this place now if we'd had it. It wouldn't have suited me, though. A hefty loan in my time of life. I hate debt. I expect Daniel told you all about his session yesterday.
Hmm?
Cricket. At school.
Oh, sorry, Sid. He might have...
Yeah, his class was very clear. Feels good to have a role in the game again. Yeah, even if it's only with kids.
It went well, then?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, they were more enthusiastic than the average 11.
Oh, well, that wouldn't be hard.
No, no, you're right. Yeah, of course, Stuart said my experience showed.
Stuart?
Yeah, the PE teacher. Well, Mr. Graham to Daniel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some of the little ones was bowling under arm, but, well, that's okay. Oh, Lillian! We was talking about you.
Well, benignly, I hope. How's the Daniel now, Alistair?
Sorry?
His Tom.
Ah, you've lost me.
Well, Shula had to fetch him from school.
What?
She tried to track you down to ask you to go.
Did she?
Yeah, a couple of hours ago. The secretary rang. He was complaining of a tummy ache.
Oh, dear.
I didn't know.
Well, hadn't you better go
home? Oh, yeah, yes, of course. I'm on my way.
More use there than here.
Yeah. He ain't touched his drink.
Will you have it?
Oh, no, no. No. I don't want you to get the wrong impression. It's strictly halves on duty.
Glad to hear it. I don't think I've ever seen you and Jolene the worse for wear, come to think of it. I know, you can't exactly say the same for me.
What do I say such a thing to a lady?
Oh, we're all going to get on so well.
Well, I hope so.
Now, Mum and Jack were at Grey Gables party yesterday, launching Caroline's tenure.
Oh, yeah, and did it go well?
Mm, fabulous. And I'd like to feel May Day will be the equivalent launch for me at the Bull.
Well, everything's in hand. Nothing for you to worry about. All you have to do is come along and enjoy it.
Good. I did have one little thought.
Oh, yeah?
Of course, you're far more experienced with this kind of thing than me.
What?
Well, how about putting on special drinks? You know, like a Maytime margarita or a Beltane belter? Oh, well, just an idea.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll discuss it with Jolene. Now, what can I get you to drink?
Oh, I'm coming for a drink. I came to drop these off.
Oh. What are they?
Costumes for you and Jolene.
Costumes?
Mm. I've had to guess the sizes, though I know Jolene's well endowed.
Well, what for?
May the 1st. It'd add so much to the day if you both dressed up appropriately.
How do you mean?
Well, May Day's the festival of fertility and abundance, did you know? Well, Joe Grundy told me all about it. It'll augur well for our partnership, like a kind of sympathetic magic.
If we dressed up?
Yeah, yeah. You know, fertile profit margins, abundant accounts. You never know, it might work.
Huh.
Oh, go on, try them on. There's a love. Because if they don't fit, I'll have to whiz them back to the hair shop. There's a lot of demand, apparently.
Alistair, where the hell have you been?
Sorry.
I left countless messages on your phone.
It was off.
I had to ring Beckwell Farm.
What?
TB tests in the diary for 12 o'clock. Except you weren't there, and they said they weren't expecting you either. I felt a complete idiot.
It was a mistake.
Well, why did Denise think you were there as well?
I rescheduled it for another day. I must have forgotten to change it in the office diary.
I don't believe you.
Well, that's your problem. Does it really matter?
Of course it matters. Aren't you even going to ask what was so urgent?
Lillian's just told me. How is Daniel?
Oh, so you do care?
Of course.
Well, he seems fine. Actually, I think it was psychosomatic. He's really confused at the moment.
Oh, don't lay that on me.
Look, you promised me that I could phone you in an emergency. But what's the point if you don't pick up any of the messages?
Okay, okay.
No, it's not okay, Alistair. Where were you?
Oh. Well, hey, men in tights.
Blooming things. The legs are not long enough.
Yeah. Well, they never are, Sid. Welcome to my world.
Huh. Oh, my knees look like two nuts in a piece of string. I must get back to the gym.
Well, yeah, but you've got lovely calves.
Ah, shut up.
What's a difficult colour to wear, olive green?
And what am I supposed to wear on my feet?
Mum's cowboy boots.
I'm warning you. Come on. Help me get the top on.
Right.
Yeah. No, mind me head.
Oh, sorry.
Blimey. Where's the armo?
Here. Well, look, give me your hand.
Stupid thing.
And the other one.
Here. Yeah.
That's it.
All right.
Oh, now let me pull the back down. There.
Yeah.
Well.
Fallon.
I'm sorry, but you look so funny, Sid.
Sid! You know me? What's with the army camouflage?
Very amusing.
That's what it reminds me of.
It's sort of Action Man meets the Jolly Green Giant.
I'll have you know, I'm the Green Man.
Yeah, and I'm the Queen of Sheba.
So, what is this, a Fathers for Justice stunt?
You can laugh. Yours is in the bag.
Mine?
Yeah, look.
Oh!
Yeah, Lillian's hired them for us to wear on May Day.
Oh! Hey, it's not bad, this.
What?
Plunging neckline and all.
Oh, look, there's a garlanded headdress.
Oh, that's pretty.
Oh, no.
Here, let me try it on. There.
That's all right, that, Mum. It's very pastoral.
Don't encourage her, Fallon. How do we get out of it?
I don't want to get out of it.
Look, I am not wearing these tights in front of the old village. I'll never live it down.
No, but the top's okay. It's quite authentic looking, them felt leaves.
I thought you'd back me up.
Oh, come on, it's only a bit of fun.
Yeah, I bet Lillian won't be in costume.
Well, she's bound to have a flush of enthusiasm being new to the trade.
New? She's been propping up her bar since before England won the World Cup. And as long as it's not a sign of things to come, that's all.
No. The novelty will soon wear off, then she'll leave us alone to run things in our own sweet way again. You trust me. Fallon, will you check on the bar while I try it on?
Oh.
It was quiet.
Okay. Oh, by the way, Sarah just texted me with an update on the ticket sales.
Oh, and how are they going?
Well, there's been an upsurge. A lot from Ambridge are going over, apparently.
There, love. You see? No need to worry. I told you.
Why don't you ever tell me what you're doing these days? You're like this mystery man disappearing off into the ether. I never know where you are.
Oh, don't talk rubbish.
Well, where were you today? You still haven't told me.
I won't respond to the third degree, Shula.
All I want is for you to be straight with me. Why won't you tell me? What's the big secret?
Leave it!
I think you're gambling again. Are you?
No.
You must be.
I said no.
Oh, just be honest with me, Alistair, please.
I said no. You're never going to let me off the hook, are you?
Well, if it's not that, then what? Because something's going on.
Just drop it.
No, I won't. I need to know. It's not fair. I'm going mad here. Is there someone else?
What?
Are you seeing another woman?
Oh, for God's sake, Shula, don't be ridiculous.
Look me in the eye and deny it.
I am not having an affair, all right? Maybe I should, it'd be a relief.
Oh, so there is something.
Oh, stop it.
I want to know.
There is nothing.
Tell me.
Shula!
Tell me! You can't. Because it's me, isn't it?
What?
You don't love me anymore.
Oh!
Do you? You can't answer me.
I've had enough of this. It's not Mills and Boone, you know.
Alistair, don't you walk away from me!
Shula!
If you don't love me, then you go.
What?
Leave. Now.
You mean it?
Yes. I don't want you here. Pack a bag and go.
If that's what you want.
It is.
Hey, Emma. I thought that was you behind the menu.
Oh, hey. Can't decide if I'm hungry or not.
Oh, wow. Look at him. Babies sleep through anything, don't they?
I'll have to wake him up soon. I think I'll just have a cappuccino.
So what's the matter? Couldn't you stay away?
Had to get out of Ambridge for the afternoon, in case Will comes looking for us at the caravan.
Oh, no, not more trouble.
But I just want him to go through what I did last week.
Emma!
Don't look at me like that.
You can't punish him. It's just going to escalate into tit-for-tat.
Well, it already has. He threatened me with legal action on Tuesday.
Oh, no, why?
Because I wouldn't let him see George.
You see, cause and effect.
He is not going to walk all over me. Well, I'm trying to find a solicitor who still does legal aid. Yeah, I brought some phone numbers with me.
Oh, can't you go to mediation or something?
That's what Usha suggested, but it's gone too far for that.
Grey Gables. Caroline Pemberton speaking.
Don't you sound every bit the owner?
Oh, don't be fooled. It's the same old me paddling furiously underneath.
Are you enjoying it?
Oh, so far. I do keep noticing all the little maintenance jobs that need doing now, though.
Caroline?
What is it? What's wrong?
Alistair's gone.
Oh, no.
He left yesterday.
Oh, my... Look, oh, I'm up to my neck in work.
It's all right.
No, it's not. Look, I'll come over, but it won't be before 5 at least. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You sure?
Yes.
Just hold on.
Okay. Yeah, thanks a lot. Bye.
This dead?
Yeah.
So how you got on?
I made an appointment, finally.
Oh, right. Who with?
Some solicitor the other side of Felpersham.
Well, that's a long way from Ambridge.
Yeah, I know, and it's not for a few weeks either.
Yeah, well, whoever says money doesn't talk, they lie. But seriously, Em, don't keep this up with Will. It's not fair on George.
Well, he's not being fair on George.
Yeah, look, this will just give Will a load of ammunition against you. Look, if this new solicitor finds out that you've denied him access, it's really not going to look good, Em.
I didn't think of that. Well, I suppose it'll look better if I do let him have George on Saturday, then.
Good girl. Yeah. Oh, Alistair! Alistair, mate, can you hold on a sec? Just help Brenda hold the fort, will you?
Oh, hi, Kenton.
Hi, mate.
I forgot my diary this morning. It's in a bit of a muddle first thing.
I'm not surprised you left before I was even up.
Been all over the place without it.
He slowed down a bit here, Alistair.
What?
Well, you're so jumpy.
Sorry.
Come on, sit down. Talk to me.
I don't know.
Well, 5 minutes. It's lunchtime, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Look, you know I was more than happy to help you out last night, but it would be good to know what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't mean to pry.
Oh, fair enough. Shula doesn't want me there anymore.
What? Did she actually say that?
Why do you think I'm here?
Oh, right.
The atmosphere at home's pretty poisonous.
What's brought all this on?
Ah, it's been a gradual drip, drip. I didn't notice the leak till the ceiling fell in.
Something must have started it, huh?
I can't remember. All communications are broken down, isn't that what they say?
Oh, mate.
She's misreading me. Everything I do is wrong. She even thought I was having an affair.
An affair? You're not.
Oh, Kenton.
No, sorry, I had to ask. But why would she think that? I mean, you must have done something to raise her suspicions.
Look, I just can't talk about it, all right?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sorry.
Thanks for not turning me away yesterday, anyway.
Are you mad? Your family.
I'll try and sort something more permanent out, only... It's hard, you know, with work and everything.
Hey, Alistair, it's all right. You stay as long as you want.
I can't impose.
Of course you can.
Thanks. No, it's best I'm out of the way now, till we sort things out.
Yeah, sure. I mean, gives me the perfect excuse to throw myself into Kathy's arms on a more regular basis.
I don't want anyone knowing I'm here.
No, you said.
I mean it, Kenton. No gossip, it's important.
Yeah, I promised, didn't I?
Okay.
Trust me.
What about Brenda and Emma? They saw me.
You're my brother-in-law. Can't you visit me in my own flat?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, look, it's fine, mate. Relax. We'll sort it out, Alistair. Like I said, your family.
Kenton rang me last night to say Alistair was there and he was okay.
Oh, good.
I told him I didn't care and Alistair could go to hell.
Oh.
But then I didn't sleep a wink all night.
Oh, come here.
Oh, Caroline.
Oh, there.
Then at 5:50 this morning I heard his car in the yard. I got up and watched him from the window.
What was he doing?
Oh, getting stuff for work, avoiding me. He was relieved when I threw him out. It's what he wanted all along.
When things reach breaking point, something has to give. It doesn't mean you won't rebuild the relationship.
No. We went through a bad patch a while back. Do you remember? We redecorated the bedroom, thinking that would help.
Hmm.
We both agreed then we didn't want to break up.
Well, then.
But if someone falls out of love with you, you don't have a choice. It's bound to fail.
Whoa, well, let's wind back. Did he actually say that?
He didn't need to. He left, didn't he?
Because you told him to. He just sounds really angry to me.
Oh, I'm past caring, Caroline. He won't open up and talk to me. He's so defensive.
You don't think...
What?
He's drinking?
No.
Or, well...
Drugs? Well, that's crossed my mind, of course, but physically he seems fine. Besides, he's such a professional. Remember how disgusted he was over that Theo business? No. No, I'm the problem. It's over and he wants out.
Oh, no. I'm sure he still loves you.
I know he still loves Daniel.
What have you told him?
Oh, the truth. That me and Alistair haven't been getting on. And that we need time apart to sort things out. He was at home. He must have heard the row. The worst thing was having to ask him to keep it a secret. He shouldn't have to bottle things up.
Ah, ow!
I got held up.
We'll have a seat. And a glass of champagne on me.
It's to celebrate.
Hassett Harrier was placed in the 315 this afternoon. Ronked home in second.
Really?
Yep. All thanks to you. He was full of beans. All that beautiful oxygen running through his veins.
Not so loud.
And the conditions were perfect for it. Yep. Me and Chalky did rather well. Hope you had the sense to put 10 on his back.
Do you honestly think I would?
Well, your loss. You know, being self-righteous only keeps you poor. Anyway, I wanted to let you know we're very grateful.
Yeah, you should be. How grateful?
Wondered how long it'd take you to open negotiations. Now, let's see. Where did I put that IOU?
Oh, thank God.
Whoa. Hold your horses. No pun intended.
What?
I just want to remind myself of the tally.
You're enjoying this.
Yeah. Got a pen on you.
Pardon?
Pen. Oh. Now, see, I don't really think I want to tear this one up.
Do you know the risk I took for you?
Oh, Tom. Oh, I thought you'd be a fountain pen man. How about for now we shave off, say, $5,000?
Is that all?
I only came second.
You haven't told anyone yet, have you?
No way.
Not even the family?
No. Why doesn't anyone trust me?
Good. Because Shula's terrified of it getting out.
It was so's Alistair. Oh,
at least they want the same thing, then.
Listen, I'm not going to do anything to jeopardise my sister's marriage. I care about her too much.
I know.
I mean, poor Shula. How did she get through the day?
She held it together for work.
Yeah?
It helped her having something to do.
Well, I couldn't very well turn him away.
No. Well, at least we know where he is.
Yeah, exactly. And it says to me he still wants to be part of the family.
Yeah. How does he seem?
Well, he's a bit of a lost boy, if you ask me.
Well, it's probably the shock.
Hmm.
Shula puts up with so much, then bam. I bet he never thought she'd throw him out.
Neither did I. But when I talk to him, it's like I hit this brick wall and I can't go any further.
It can't be easy, I suppose, with you and Shula being so close.
Yeah, but it's not just that. I mean, I'm sure there's something more behind it all.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, of course, it might just be a midlife thing with Alistair. Maybe he feels trapped, I don't know.
He's not like you, Kenton.
What?
He can handle responsibility.
Ooh, ouch.
Oh, sorry. That came out wrong.
Yeah, but can he handle it, though? Because something's flipped.
Oh, that's true. Why else would he walk out on Shula and Daniel?
What way? She threw him out, remember?
He drove her to it.
Look, I'm not going to take sides. I've been there. I don't want Daniel's life messed up the way I messed up Meriel's.
No.
I brought it home to me today. I sent off a birthday present to New Zealand. And she's going to be 5 next month. And who knows when I'll see her again.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kent.
Yeah, and then there's George. I mean, I've only been godfather 5 minutes, and Will and Emma are divorced.
I know. Will's my godson, remember?
Yeah, sorry, of course he is.
Oh, I hope Sheila and Alistair can fix things up.
Matt, please. Tear the damn thing up.
Sorry, no can do. You've got to have something in hand for a rainy day.
You've got plenty in hand for a rainy day.
You never know, you might win it back. Sheila still giving you a hard time?
What?
Well, Lillian tells me things are a little dodgy on the home front.
That's none of your business.
She's not a gossip, but she's not blind either.
My marriage is a strong one, so keep your nose out.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. So, it could withstand a few revelations, then.
Is that a threat?
Oh, colourful language. Come on, you haven't touched your champagne.
No, thank you. I'm choosy who I drink with.
Who were you expecting?
Was that Ben?
It's all right. He was having a bad dream. He woke Josh up, though. It's okay. They've both come back to sleep.
Good.
You do the same.
What's the time?
You really want to know?
Was it about 5?
10:15. It'll be light now, half an hour.
Thought I'd inspect the spuds today. Hope we get a good crop this year. You know, you have to hand it to Josh. He lasted 3 whole nights in the barn with Monty.
Wow.
That took grit.
He's pig-headed like you used to be. He was knackered for school.
Yeah, but...
No buts. His work was suffering.
Oh, come on. In the great scheme of things, what do 3 days matter?
That muntjac will never adapt to the wild now.
I've had an idea. Builded a run.
Where?
I thought beside the orchard. You know, it can still spend some time indoors. But with the summer coming...
It can stay out all day.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Still sleeping in the shed at night, of course. I don't think we should move on that.
No. And it's not coming in at mealtimes either. Our mealtimes, I mean.
No, I agree. You ain't grab another couple of hours sleep.
I'm wide awake now.
I think I could.
Go on then.
Okay.
Your shoulder must be getting better. That's the first time you haven't flinched when you've rolled over. David?
Come on, come on. Your turn next.
Morning, Sam.
Blimey. Ruth, am I seeing things?
No.
God, what are you doing up?
Couldn't sleep. Thought I'd come keep you company.
Ah, you didn't have to.
I miss milking sometimes.
Yeah, I feel like that. I'm a day off. Daft, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have to force myself to go back to sleep.
I knew I wouldn't this morning.
David awake and all?
He was. Then he went back to sleep.
Yeah, sensible.
How are they milking today? Any problems?
No, they're doing really well now. The grazing's good.
I'm glad. As fertiliser prices are going through the roof.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about that. Wondering if we're making the most of the clover. Because we could do with carrying out a survey on all the pasture. Then we can actually see which fields have got plenty and which haven't.
Good idea.
Here we go now. I must change these liners today. Yeah, I thought it would be worthwhile.
Yeah, that could be very useful.
Save your money?
I'd be up for that.
Good. How about this morning?
Okay. I'll see if Jill can have Ben.
What do you want?
Morning. Looks like I need to call in that rainy day favour sooner than I thought.
What are you on about, Matt?
Hassett Harrier.
What about him?
He took an injury on his early morning ride today.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, after he played such a blinder yesterday as well. I'd sack that stable lad. He's cocky. I don't like him.
What's all this got to do with me?
Well, I want you to come and take a look.
Oh.
As there?
I heard you.
It's the leg. They've hosed it and put cold bandages on it, but I want your opinion.
Well, I'm on my way to a farm in Haybury. They're expecting me.
Well, disappoint them.
Surely you can get your own man in.
You're my own man, Alistair, or had you forgotten?
It's really inconvenient.
Yeah, well, it's really inconvenient being owed money.
All right, then.
Good. I'll be there in 10 minutes. I'll be expecting you.
No, sorry. It'll be after my morning calls now. 1:30.
16, 17, 18, keep up!
Your legs are longer than mine.
19, 20.
Right, now let's look.
Ah.
What do we think?
Yeah, it's a bit thin, isn't it?
There's a big patch over here, look.
Yeah. Not exactly bursting with clover, though, is it?
What do you think, 4 out of 10?
Okay, write that down.
Right.
Yeah, this one's the worst out of the 15.
Yeah.
Hey, any of that juice going?
Hold on.
Come on, Biff. Goodbye. Keep up. Hey, he's enjoyed it this morning.
So have I. It's great being out and about for a change.
Should we stop and have a rest?
Yeah. Here.
Oh, it's Hey, no, it's not for you, boy.
Biff, here. Oh, I love the smell of grass.
Mm. Hey. Now, is that wise, lying down?
You sound like me, Mother. It's hardly damp at all. Oh. I never look at the sky properly.
Right. Let's have a look at this book, then. Yeah, it's patchy, isn't it?
You're going to have to give Oliver a few tips on his grazing.
He can pay me first.
Sam.
Well, these hobby farmers, always trying to get professional advice for nothing.
He's not a hobby farmer. He's been farming for years.
Well, he had you and David over there last Sunday, didn't he? For nothing? You were moaning about it.
Oh, you're a hard-headed herdsman.
You try saying that 10 times in a row. Go on. Go on.
Hard-headed herdsman, hard-headed herdsman, hard-headed herdsman.
Hey, do you reckon he'll make a go of it then, Oliver?
Who knows? I admire him for trying. Hey, look, it's nearly 1:30. Jill will be back with Ben.
You make a start, Bert. I'll follow you up as soon as Ruth's back.
There.
Oh, sir?
She must have picked up a stone which stuck in the foot. It's penetrated the sole. Quite nasty.
Oh, well, they're bound to pick things up.
Of course. Now, she's had an injection and some pain relief.
Right.
And I've paired the foot back. Keep the shoe on and keep her pen for the time being.
Okay, thanks. We missed you on Sunday.
What?
Dad's birthday.
Oh, yes.
Ruth managed to put together a decent meal.
I was catching up with paperwork.
Oh, tell me about it.
I haven't seen Phil or Jill recently.
Oh, he just missed Mum. She had Ben all morning.
Is she keeping well?
Yes, she seems happy enough. She and Christine are off to a film this afternoon.
Right.
Ah, the Wanderer's return.
Sorry, it took a bit longer than we thought. Hi, Alistair.
Hi.
Alistair's just treated the foot.
Oh, good.
David.
Hi, Sam. We thought you kidnapped Mummy, didn't we, Ben, hey?
Look, I'll shoot off now. Sam?
Morning.
Okay, thanks.
Bye, Ruth.
Bye.
So, how was it?
Oh, well, I'll leave Ruth to tell you if that's all right. I need to get on with moving the fences.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for a great morning.
Bye.
See ya.
Well, here's the book. We wrote down the coverage, giving each field marks out of 10.
Uh-huh.
As you can see, a lot of them are low.
Yeah. 4, 5, that's not very good.
No, there's a lot less clover than I thought.
Hmm.
Ashfield wasn't bad. We gave that 7.
We need to improve this.
I agree.
Maybe plough up the worst ones in the autumn and reseed with a clover mix?
We'll run that past Sam.
You took your time.
I told you I had calls to make.
I'm a busy man, you know. My time is precious.
So is mine.
Now, can we just get on with this?
Yeah, right, it's the back one.
Yes, I can see the way he's holding it.
Well, be patient. It's all right, boy. This is a real pain, this. I knew it was too good to be true.
Steady him, please.
Yeah, right.
I just need to flex it.
I don't know if it's connected with the radius.
Just lead him round a few steps, will
you? Yeah, right. Come on, H.
Stop there. Well, he's badly strained his tendon. Might even have ruptured it.
Oh, hell.
Yeah.
What's the treatment?
I recommend your vet.
My vet?
The stable vet. To strap it up and dose him with plenty of anti-inflammatories.
Yeah, we want you to do it.
Look, that's the treatment, whoever does it.
Damn, just when he was starting to pay his way.
They're not machines.
So, go on then. How long before he's out of racing again? Week? Two?
Minimum of 6 months. It could be as long as 18.
You are kidding me.
No. He needs total rest and then some gentle exercise.
He's not some retired old donkey, you know. He's a racehorse.
An injury like this takes time to heal. It can't be hurried.
The hell it can't.
There's nothing you can do, Matt. I know that goes against the grain.
Have you any idea what he's worth?
I'm sure you're going to tell me.
90 grand. And you're telling me he's going to stand around on three legs getting fat for a year and a half?
It might be less.
No, he's better off to be dead.
Oh, come on. A torn tendon's hardly life-threatening. It'll take time, but he will race again.
Yeah, and what state will he be in by then? Is he still going to be a winner in 18 months?
No, I can't say.
No, exactly. No, it's not worth the gamble. He's a liability. He's worth more to me as dog meat.
Money? Is that all you can think about?
You can talk. Look, all you've got to do is sign a certificate for the insurance stating you was in distress and you had to put him down.
What?
We could say you had two torn tendons if you think that sounds better.
But this animal's got years of life ahead of him.
I'm not a benevolent fund, he's an investment. And he's no good to me like this.
That's disgusting.
Oh, come on, the insurance will pay out the 90 grand like that. All I need is your signature, Al.
It's completely unethical.
Yeah.
I could be struck off.
Oh, whatever. Look, I can't be arsed to wait around to see if he can still hack it. It's too much of a risk.
I wonder what Lillian would make of all this. Reckon she'd be pretty disgusted.
Oh, right. That's a pathetic attempt at a threat.
What does she see in you?
Power. She loves it. Now, if you do as you're told, I might find it in my heart to overlook the little matter of an outstanding IOU.
Oh, God.
Clean slate. Wouldn't that feel nice, eh? But if you don't play ball, well, I'm going to be out of pocket with my laddo here. I'll need to call the debt in. And sharpish.
For God's sake, Matt.
All of it, mind.
Was written by Nawal Gadala, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.